I'm certain we've all heard the phrase, what would Jesus do? And maybe we've also pondered it, kind of wondering, what does that even mean? Or maybe we've heard the phrase, follow Jesus, and also thought and wondered, what does it mean to actually follow him? Or maybe we've heard the phrase, we should imitate Jesus, be like him. Well, all these phrases are very complicated and strange, and they're hard for us to understand. Well, in a very fortunate way, this entire week, starting with today, is designed to help us understand what that means. What does it mean to follow Jesus? What does it mean to see him, to watch his actions, to become like him? What would it be like to imitate him? So that is our challenge for this week, that as we walk the life of Jesus, actually wander with it, we start to ponder the mystery of these events and cultivate them in our lives. Starting with the event today. Before we even get to the event that starts today, which is the coming of Jesus into Jerusalem, there's an event that begins it. As Jesus realizes that he's going to enter the city for the salvation of the world, he knows his crucifixion is at hand. He looks over the city of Jerusalem and he weeps. He cries. He laments what it has become. He's sad over what is about to happen. He's sad that the holy city, the dwelling place of God, is about to do this to God himself. So in many ways, we should also feel his lament, his weep. How often do we weep for the things of the world? Do we cry and are sad for how things have become? With Jesus, we also weep. We join our tears with his, trying to strive for something better, hoping for something more glorious to come. After he weeps, he gets up and he enters his city. What went from weeping to now a great joy, the crowds gather and they put down palm branches and they put down cloaks because their king is entering his holy city. Their king has come again. How often are we truly joyful? Do we feel the same way when God comes into our lives, that we want to prepare a place for him, lay down our cloaks at his feet, bring in a triumphal entry, our God is with us? How often do we really prepare our souls, our whole lives, for the encounter with the true and living God, the God who came to be with us? What we celebrate today is entering into Jerusalem, reminds us of that need, that constant need we have to prepare for God's entry into our lives, to allow that to happen. But then things take a very dark turn, and our voices become something we don't want to hear. Soon he is condemned. We are there with his condemnation. We speak the same condemnation. How dare you blaspheme? We want you dead. Crucify him. Crucify him becomes our voice. We speak these words of condemnation. We want him dead. And so now these words are our words. The whip that strikes his back, spraying blood against the stones, is what we just did. The sharp pieces of metal that rip off chunks of flesh, that is our doing. The punches and blows that go to his face, the crowning with thorns causing blood to streak down his face, the clothing him with the royal garments in mockery, is our voice too. We have to realize every event is part of our experience. We did these things. We wanted to shout with that voice. We wanted to mock him. Conversely, we can also turn around. If we wanted to be like Jesus, we have to feel that. Feel the whip. Feel the crushing blow of each person's fists. Feel their mockery, their scorn, their hate. And all that's left is love for them. That's what Jesus was. He loved them. His eyes never changed in his mercy towards them, even with whatever they did. After so much endurance, we must also pick up the cross. The sharp edges of the wood beating into our skin, the rough wood causing splinters throughout our back as we pick it up and walk. Or we become the crowds, continuing the jeers, continuing the mocking. We must walk with him. We must watch him. We must follow him every step of the way if we are to understand what he did. Leading to the crucifixion. Nails driven through our hands and feet, raised up above where we have to stretch for air, hoping beyond hope for survival. But yet, the spirit is lost. The God is dead. This is our journey. We must walk with him to understand what's going on. We must let our eyes watch every piece of this event unfold if we are to grasp what Jesus did for us and to make it make sense in our lives. We must journey with him, not just in mind, but a physical journey, which is the whole goal of Holy Week. And we see it, we recognize it, we know it. As we journey, keep your hearts and minds open. The mystery of God is laid before us to guide us to the fullness of faith. and to help us to realize what God did for us, that we may glory in the resurrection to come and know what that means in our lives.